Welcome back, everyone, to the Courageous Nation podcast, where every week we give you tips to live courageously and overcome obstacles. I'm your host, Lance Merkey, and I'm here with your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel, from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We were just discussing fan fiction, and it was awesome.
We were. We were literally supposed to be recording, and I think we spent 20 minutes of our pre-recording talking about fan fiction.
It was super fun,
and rating it.
We could do a whole 18 hour series on it.
How to courageously fall in love with fictional characters. I'm not quite sure what we would call that, but
it would be so awesome.
I think it would be a good one. We are not the only ones to get into
how
fandoms.
To avoid reality.
There you go.
That would be the show.
We'll do one.
It would. We could rank everything, and I would like it.
I would like it too. Yep.
I would too. I think.
But then we would have a really hard time ranking what's one.
We would be divided
without some blows.
We would be divided as we were a moment ago.
I think everybody has their own fandom. Speaking of things to get us completely off topic, but I think everybody has their own fandom that's going to be their own number one and the reasons behind it. And like Mandy said, that shouldn't break up a family.
No, definitely not.
That's not what I said. I said we would be divided.
No, I mean before.
Oh, okay. They
not,
didn't hear
not
it.
On
okay.
this actual recording.
Yeah.
So before you said
but
that.
But we do actually have a really good topic
we do,
for today.
And I'm
we
excited. It's episode 6 already, which
it is
crazy. I feel like it should be one still.
And I've loved them all.
I have too. I really like having Lance's point of view.
Thank you.
Also, you're coming up with all of these topics. Just so our listeners know, Rachel and I come in and in our notes, we give our answers. But Lance is really the brain behind the topics lately and the questions. And so I've really enjoyed it.
Today's going to be great because we're going to talk about how to make your morning suck.
Which I think is awesome because we've all had one of those mornings.
Yes, actually today. It's going to be a great day to talk about this because my morning hasn't been that great. I'm not a morning person anyway. I've always had night jobs. And my mom told me that when I was a baby, I had my days and nights mixed up.
Right.
So I would sleep.
This has been a lifelong thing for you.
Yeah, it was lifelong. I would sleep during the day and I'd be awake all night. My mom said she had to try to keep me awake. And I think that has crossed over. And when I realized that you could work overnight, I was like, woohoo. Yeah. And then I would sleep during the day. But it wasn't until my daughter was born that I was like, oh my gosh, this is not good. Like, I need to be like the 8 to 5 guy.
Yeah.
I need to sleep at night and be awake in the morning. So, what do you guys think about sleep? And before we get in our first question, what do you guys think about
being a morning people? I am not a morning people. And honestly, for me, there's different research that shows when you're more creative type of mind, you're usually not a morning person. Mm-hmm. And for me, I swear, if I would ever get to bed before 10 o'clock, I could fall asleep. But if I hit that 10 o'clock mark, my brain turns back on and I am cleaning the house or I am writing or I am creating something or I am cleaning out a closet. Like, it's the craziest thing. I think I even did it last night or the night before. Last night, about 9:30, because Brandon and I are planning some big home improvement projects this year that we're finally starting. And I turned to him and I said, now would be a really good time to take out that island. And he's like, it is 9:30. I'm ready for bed. And I'm like, I am ready to demolish the kitchen. Let's do it now. We have like 2 hours. We could get some good
work. That happened to you last night?
Yes.
That's so funny. I cleaned our kitchen and almost our whole house last night at 10 o'clock.
Yep. This is when I get all my work done.
This is not what I do at 10 o'clock. I'm not necessarily a morning person. I think I could be. Like, I love the idea of mornings, like watching the sunrise with my coffee and it's quiet and it's doing all that before 7 is a fabulous idea. And there have been maybe 5 times in my life where I've done it well.
And did you like it?
I loved it.
Really?
And then trying to do it 2 days in a row was just not happening.
It sounds like torture. Like, I don't see why there's anything you want to do before 7 a.m.
In the summer, it's easier. That's the time to do it because then it's light out.
Right. I don't have time, though, because I'm tearing apart my kitchen at 11 o'clock at night. I can't be up before 7 a.m.
I am actually the type of person, though, if I go to bed between 10 and 11, I'll be at my best the next day. But that doesn't always happen because when my husband's gone for work, I am totally that person who's up all night. Like, I can be working on something till midnight.
Yeah. Right. And actually, this is great for our very first How to Make Your Morning Suck. Number
to
one.
To lead us in.
Yes.
Number one, don't go to bed at a decent time the night before.
That's the best way to make your morning suck.
That's the best way.
It is.
Rachel, I actually have a question actually for both of you, but Rachel first. As adults, how much sleep do you think we should be getting? 8 hours? You know, it's always that number. It's like 8 hours a night is what you
they
should be getting.
They say 8 hours. Okay, so for me, I've kind of tried this out a couple of different ways. And when my babies were little, and they were up like every couple of hours, I needed 4 straight hours of sleep without anybody waking up for me to kind of function. Mm. And this would be like nursing mother, brand new mother, that kind of thing, kind of function a little bit. As my kids have grown up, I need somewhere around 7.5. If I get more than 8, I'm actually a little groggy. Mm-hmm. So I need somewhere between 7, 7.5. And that's where nobody is waking up
in right. the middle of the night.
So I think it varies for adults, but we're supposed to, I think, all have more than 6. I think if it's less than mm-hmm. 6, that's bad. But somewhere between 6 and 8 is what I've heard, and I think it varies.
It is. And I used to be a health coach, and so getting enough rest was something I would teach in mm-hmm. classes. And experts actually do say that most adults need between 7 to 9 hours.
Ooh. Okay.
But kids need 9 to 12.
Okay.
Yeah, my kids need a lot of sleep at night.
There are a lot of adults who say, well, I can get 6 hours of sleep. The reality is there's only a small amount of adults, like a small percentage of mm-hmm. adults that can get 6 hours of sleep and function well.
Right.
That's awesome you bring that up, because I was going to ask you, people that I've worked with mm-hmm. as adults, because I actually had a job where my shift was 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with other people, and then a friend of mine would go to bed at like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and then come in ready mm-hmm. to work. And
At six.
And sometimes he would function so well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how are you doing this?
Right.
But that can't be something that's sustainable.
That's not the norm. And long term, that's not healthy either. Mm-hmm. And even they say that people who work night shifts, like their health long term, mm-hmm. if they do that for too many years in a row, that can be a problem. Wow. Like where they're working all night long for too many years in a row.
And you would think like shift work would be that same thing where you're constantly switching back and forth. Your body is never in that normal state of daytime you're awake and nighttime you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I think I know as myself as a parent, I value alone time. Where you don't have the kid always asking for all the things. And so once the kids are asleep, it's kind of like freedom, you know?
Yeah.
And you want it to last forever.
As long as you possibly can.
And so all of a sudden I'm reading a book or I'm watching a movie or whatever, and I realize, oh my gosh, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And is that something that's tough for
you? I think for me, I went through that stage. And for a while, I had kids that were both waking up somewhere between midnight and 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
And so for me, if I only get like an hour of sleep and then somebody wakes me up, it's like waking up zombie person and I can't function. I don't know what they're asking for. I'm just like, what is happening? And so I used to stay up then until both. My oldest and my middle one were doing that for like a year. And so I would stay up until 1 o'clock because then I would have until like 1 o'clock until about 8 of straight sleep. And so for me, that worked out better than trying to go to bed at 10, knowing they were going to get me up sometime around midnight and I was all groggy and then I couldn't get back to bed. So I think when you do have parents, when you are a parent and you have kids in the house, or like Manny gets up with her dog all the time. We talked about this one time that I swear her dog wakes her up more than my kids do now.
She does. I don't know what's happening.
I was
going to
ask you about that, having Aja. Is
right, because my kids sleep through the night, and I think Aja got you up more last night than mine did.
Last night, yes. I don't know. She was having a day where she was very needy. Needed a lot of attention, that one. But I think it went back to the fact that last night, or Monday night, was the first night that my husband had been away from home for work for like 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we were used to an old rig schedule when my husband worked in the oil fields, where he would be gone 2 weeks, home 2 weeks, and it was like clockwork.
Right.
Well, now he's been home for 3.5 weeks. And I think what was happening is Aja was just really missing time, just her and I together.
Right.
I know I was missing some of that alone time too. So that happens. But I don't know. Sometimes those dogs, they act like children.
Right. They
do. So it's not just if you have kids. I mean, I get up sometimes just because Brandon is snoring. And anybody, okay, the other night Brandon goes, I don't really snore that bad. I'm like, I have a list of probably 30 people. He's like, you're making it up. And I knew he was joking, but I'm like, I have people who have heard you. Like,
you should just record him sometime.
We have actually.
Did you play it for him?
I did. And he's like, that can't possibly be how loud it is. I'm like, no. And that was a good night. Like, I have nights where, so I think it doesn't matter really probably what your circumstances is, unless you live completely alone.
Right.
Where you're getting interrupted mm-hmm. sleep. And I right. think it doesn't matter what time you go to bed. Interrupted sleep is a problem, I think, for people. Because I have a hard time going back to bed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think because all of the tips that we're giving today are totally the negative things of
yep. there is basically what not to do. The interrupted sleep goes right into number two of right. how to make your morning suck. Sleep with your phone by your bed or in your hand. This one's so pertinent.
Yes.
Because I do. I sleep with it almost right by my head.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because when we've had sleepovers and Madison and I have slept in the
same. Yes, we have adult sleepovers.
We have adult sleepovers.
We have not grown up.
We have adult sleepovers where we actually took our team to Fargo last summer uh-huh. and we had a 2-bedroom, 2-bath suite. And so one bedroom had a king bed, the other bedroom had 2 double beds. So Rachel and Joette were in one room mm-hmm. with the 2 beds, and Maddie and I were in the room with the king bed.
Ooh.
Which was, we're just not even going to go over what happened because she like was very concerned about us getting to work on time the next morning and missing meetings. But she will lay there in the dark, staring at her phone.
Yep.
Right.
Not even really doing anything on it. No, it's just every time it mostly goes Pinterest. Off, she clicks it so it goes back on. Mm-hmm. And that's actually one of the worst things you can do for falling yes. asleep is to have your phone with you. Ooh. And I know for me, like I am getting back into the habit of having my phone across the room. Like Ooh. It's still in our bedroom, but I have it across the room where it charges because mm-hmm. if I have it charging right by my nightstand, if I'm tossing and turning, the first thing I do is grab my phone and go on Facebook or Pinterest.
Yep.
Yep.
Why do you need to do that?
Just because it's accessible.
It's accessible.
I think that's a habit that a lot of people have, and that makes your morning suck. Because
it does.
A, for one thing, when you're tossing and turning and you just turn back over and you go back to bed, that's a lot different than reaching for your phone. All of a sudden you wake your brain up.
Yes.
And light will do that. And mm-hmm. even if it's artificial light, will start those chemicals in your brain again, thinking it's time to wake up.
I found that actually, like if I'm in bed at night reading, and let's say I'm reading on my Kindle, which is basically on my iPad, if I have a light, like a lamp on mm-hmm. beside me, then it's not so bad. Mm. But if I'm in the dark reading my iPad that's lit up,
yep.
that's when all of a sudden I close my eyes and all I can think about is mm-hmm. that electronic
right.
and
right.
all those things. And it's like, I think that's when it's more detrimental is when you're laying in the dark looking at an iPad or a phone.
Yep, I agree. Also, I've noticed too, when you do that, you stay up longer.
You
like, even if I, like you said about the lamp, I've never put that together, but mm-hmm. I do that. And when I'm sitting with the lamp on and looking at my phone or with a book, like a right. real thing, I get super sleepy.
Yeah. Mm.
But if I'm sitting in the dark, I can literally waste like 2 hours yeah. and not even realize that that's how much time has gone by. And then I'm like, why haven't I fallen asleep yet?
Yeah.
Because I've been on Pinterest for 2 hours. That's
do
why.
Do you also think that with this generation of technology, we're also kind of, we're also kind of anticipating the phone? What I mean is we have how many notifications, right?
Right.
And we're waiting for a text message or we're waiting for, you know, A, mm-hmm. B, C. And we have that phone by us. Can we ever reach that level of sleep without our body anticipating it being woken up?
Well, that's a good point because I think it's funny because you think about it. We never used to anticipate the phone ringing at mm-hmm. night. And I don't even think we anticipate the phone ringing because if the phone rings in the middle of the night, we know something bad
right.
happened.
Right. There's,
an emergency.
We're also that generation now too where
right.
you're texting or you're messaging. Right. We're hardly ever even calling
We're not
each
even
other
on the
if you
phone.
Are, it's right. usually like, I yeah. need to talk to you right this minute.
Yeah. And so I think it is that we get so used to our notifications. I've actually had to turn off my notifications for email. Mm. I've had to turn off my notifications for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
there have
a big
been
one.
Times where I've had to completely move those apps to a different part of my screen. Like, you know how on iPhones you can swipe.
Yep. I yep. do that
to different
with
sides.
My email too.
I'll have
if
to
I
move,
see the number.
Yeah. I'll have to move those to a different screen so that I'm not distracted by them.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, because we're in that generation where even if we aren't the type of people where we get notifications all the time, it's like we're hopeful that this time we're going to get one and we might miss it
right?
because we're sleeping.
Exactly.
I also have the habit, too, if it's right beside my bed. I've started actually plugging it in a different room. I plug it in the bathroom, in our master bathroom right beside. So if something would go off, I have my thing goes on silent from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., but it has that feature that if somebody calls more than twice, then they assume it's an emergency and it'll call. So anyway, I can still hear it if it does. But one of the things I've noticed is if I have it beside the bed, it's also the first thing I grab in the morning, which also makes my morning suck because then I'm spending like 20, 30 minutes updating all the things I missed last night while I was sleeping. And I'm like, this is so stupid. stupid because I apparently do not have the kind of discipline to just look at one thing quickly and then move on with my day.
I don't
day.
Either.
It so, takes practice. Yep. And it does. I mean, and you
so
can
I put
go,
it away from me now.
You can go through seasons where you do that really well and then all of a sudden one morning and now right. you're back on track of doing it wrong.
Right. Totally. 'Cause that's one of the things for me that makes my morning suck. Is it takes me a long time to get moving in yep. the morning. And so if I automatically reach for my phone because it's right beside my bed from the night before, I'm already on the wrong foot mm-hmm. because I probably just barely woke up in enough time for me to actually get out the door and function and get the kids out the door. So if I'm spending time on that phone because it's right beside me because I'm just planning on making my morning suck, I would have wasted another 30 minutes of me already being behind. Mm-hmm. And that's yep. pretty typical, ask my husband. That's like really quite
typical. Well, and that's the best way to make your morning suck right. is to always be behind schedule.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you're running like a chicken with your head yep. cut off. You're like, how come? This is so ironic. Brand, I just had this conversation. I'm like, how come I just get up at the right time, but I never get out the door without like completely frazzled. I've figured out how to get somewhere on time, but I haven't figured out how to get there calmly. You know what I mean?
You always show like, up here pretty calm though, but that's probably
but that's
because
I've already
your food
dropped
and your
everybody
coffee.
Off. I've already stopped and got my food and my coffee. I have not figured out
You've
how to
had
feed
some alone
myself.
Time.
Yes. Right.
I have not figured out how to feed myself before I leave.
I haven't figured
out
that
how to
out
feed
either.
The kids and get them dressed and get me dressed. It depends on the day on how much makeup I have done, and I will never have fed myself. So and part of it's probably because I sit there on my phone, mm-hmm. updating all the things for 20 minutes.
So for our listeners, Coach Rachel is just having
I'm
huge
having
revelation.
A revelation because
awesome.
I just asked Brian the other day, how
it.
Is this, how do I do this wrong? Where I'm getting up at the right time, like I literally should have enough time, but in reality, I don't. And this is probably why, because I'm making my morning suck by
so
having
here's
my
a question,
right there.
Because one of the notes that we have is, here's an idea. Get an old-fashioned alarm clock. Do any of you have one?
I
don't.
Have one,
I don't either.
I just started doing it this week, but I have not unplugged my phone and put it elsewhere because I actually wake up better with that kind of an alarm mm-hmm. than those like weird fancy ones yeah. that are on your phone that are not like real.
I've only used my phone since I've had it as an alarm clock. I don't even know if I know where our alarm clock is anymore.
And it's actually
we don't have one.
It's actually working. Like this morning I used it and I didn't get on my phone right away and I'm here and I had to be on TV this morning, which means I'd have to, you know, figure out how to put makeup on and feed myself before I go on TV. And I actually made it okay, mm-hmm. but that's because for once I actually implemented some of the things we're talking about today. But I bet
that's
I have
awesome.
To put my phone
so,
all the
Mandy,
time somewhere
else. So, Mandy, do you
else.
Charge your phone in a different location? Than
I still keep it sleep? In my room because, but what I do is instead of having it right by my nightstand, now it's on our little table across, like
across
right
the
by
room.
Where
so you have
my
to get up and
chair
out
is.
Of bed.
Yeah, which is really some days that's like, no,
like
I'll just stay
in
bed.
Right.
I don't need my phone.
Yeah.
The bad thing is we listen to the Bible while we sleep on audio.
Awesome.
And that's on our iPad. So if I really wanted to, I could hop on Facebook on my iPad.
Right.
But for some reason, that's not as handy. This is going to be a new level of lazy. Some reason that's not as handy because my iPad's, first of all, in a cover where I have to flip the lid, plus it's giant. So there's a lot of obstacles
there
in
is.
The way of the
Which
ease
is probably
of just
a good
swiping.
Thing. Make mm-hmm. some obstacles.
Make
it
obstacles.
Is.
Getting to yes. your electronics because clearly for me that is a problem.
But that's the day and age we live in.
It is.
Where we have to figure out what are those things that yep. are stopping us from being timely, from having good mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that. And we have to put those boundaries around it.
Right.
Definitely. Yep.
And it starts the night before for a lot
it does.
Of things, but
yes.
it's also your morning. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
I've stopped kind of reading my phone at night, but clearly I don't stop reading it in the morning because by that time then I've got like 8 hours of not knowing what's going on with the world and apparently I can't wait
really,
30 more minutes.
So you have FOMO while you're sleeping.
Apparently.
Fear of missing out.
Because I can't wait 30 minutes for me to get in the shower and get moving with my day. Because
you know only an hour or
Nobody
two
extra
else is isn't.
Up, I don't think between 12 p.m. and
yeah.
8. AM that is upsetting Facebook that I need to know right that second. But apparently,
well, you know, I think a big
that's a thing.
Lie is the snooze button.
Yes.
Because
oh,
I get controlled by that button because I think, oh, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes. And I'm going to be, I don't know, fresher or something in 10
like
more minutes.
Ready?
Yeah. But I'm not. It's worse.
Right.
The more times
okay.
I hit it, the less I want to actually
so
get
I
my
used
day
going. To be that way. And what I've realized is I am not the type of person who hears the alarm clock go off the first time and I hop out of bed because I'm ready for the day.
Mm-hmm.
My husband can be that way.
So is Brandon. It's quite irritating.
I'm not
and then
that
he's going,
way.
What are we having for supper? I have no idea. I haven't even gotten out of bed yet and I'm trying to find Facebook so I can figure out what happened last night that I missed.
But I'm not like that. But what I figured out is, Okay, so I have two alarms on my phone. The first alarm says, wake up in 10 minutes. And then the second alarm is set for 10 minutes later that says, get out of bed, do your treatment. And they each have different sounds. So one is just, you know, an annoying sound. And then the second one is a song. So I know by the song, now it really is time to get up, because if I have to wait any longer, I will be late. Now, this morning, I was totally off my game and I let myself sleep in. Like, I made the choice. It's not that I overslept. I made the decision to sleep in,
right,
to rearrange how I do things in the morning and do my treatment while I'm doing my hair and makeup. And so I could get a little extra rest because my dog child was up all night. So, but it was still a little off.
Right.
It wasn't my normal routine.
Wow. It's funny that all three of us experienced
some
strangeness. So for the last thing of how to make your morning suck, we have don't do the little things. Can you guys give us some little things that you should do to make your morning maybe better? And if you neglect those things, well, it's going to suck.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of the things we've been saying are part of this little things idea. But one of the things I did last night, which I don't do very often, but when I know I need to be on top of my game in the morning, I will put my outfit together. And I always do that for when I'm on TV, because that's usually the morning I'm standing in the closet going, I have nothing to wear. What did I wear last time I was on TV? What jewelry did I wear? Because we're on every couple of weeks. So you kind of have to pay attention a little bit to what you were wearing. And so Tuesday nights, I'm almost always on top of my game. I think that's it. That's probably the only night that week Wednesdays.
Tuesday nights, you do all the little things.
Tuesday nights, I do the little things. But like last night, I did yoga before bed because I had a lot of problems with stress in my neck and my shoulders. And so I stretched and I did all of that. And I went to bed without looking at my phone for hours. And I got good sleep. And then I fixed my bed and I had my outfit picked out. And I got to work and everything on time. And my kids were fed and all of that. And those are the little things that we're talking about.
Who wrote these notes? Who wrote this line here? Making your bed, taking a shower, eating breakfast, drinking coffee. Was that you, Rachel, or was that Lance?
I think that was
Lance. That was me, because those are things
we don't do that we should.
Well, I know, right.
You don't take showers?
Just hold on.
Because that's a pretty big thing.
Now, I need something to look forward to. I should have put eating breakfast as number one. Because if I'm thinking in my head like, man, I could wake up and have pancakes and eggs and that.
No,
that
you
would be,
should not have pancakes.
No, I shouldn't. But that's a motivating factor for me to jump out of bed and be like, the taking a shower thing goes back to high school when I didn't really shower. And I'll admit that. I don't care.
I would understand that. I would shower at night.
Yeah.
Well, but that doesn't wake me up in the morning then.
Yeah, exactly. And
you guys could come move into our place. We've had cold showers in the morning lately.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll really make your morning suck.
You know what worked for me one time, too? We don't have this coffee pot anymore because I couldn't figure out how to make the coffee. But where the coffee was good, the coffee was always bad. But it had a timer, so it would start making coffee at 6:30 in the morning. So by the time I got up, I could smell the coffee.
That's amazing.
Except for the coffee was always
Folgers
bad.
Commercial. Yep.
Right. So that works for me, actually.
Nate actually does that all the time. He'll start it the night before. Mm-hmm. Well, lately, since he's been home more often, he will just get up in the morning, and that's part of his routine. He makes coffee, and then he sits at the kitchen table, reads his Bible, has breakfast, and enjoys some coffee. And he makes enough so that when I finally make it out the door, there's coffee that I can put in the microwave because it's 2.5 to 3 hours later. So, but that's a way you could do it.
Yeah, that's a little
put a
thing
timer
really
on
work.
Your coffee pot.
Or learn how to make coffee.
I don't know if we have a timer on it, but I'll go look.
Most of them have
because that's
that.
That's really cool.
Not when you have a Keurig.
No, Keurigs don't.
We have a Mr. Coffee.
Time. But I can
double
get
check.
An
Maybe they have it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mandy, how about the. Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the looking good, feeling good. I wanted to ask Mandy about this only because, for the most part that I've known Mandy, this is a compliment, but you always look good. You always look.
Thanks. I was not sure where you're going with
it. Oh, you always look very well put together. You just very look professional. And that's something I think that's easy to neglect, you know, when we have hoodies and we have big pants or we have yoga
pants
or something.
Well, that's because you didn't come see me in 2012.
No, I did.
Also because you do this little thing of planning your outfit.
But what, looking good, feeling good, what is the kind of like, can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, obviously, if we start putting together outfits and thinking about our appearance ahead of time, mm-hmm. that's going to make a difference in how we act that day, how we feel about ourselves that day. I mean, that's a big tip that we share with women when mm-hmm. we've done workshops in yep. the past, is wear how you want to feel.
Right.
Like, wear the things that will make you excited about mm-hmm. feeling better, especially when you're going through seasons of depression or anxiety yeah. or right. even seasons of sickness. I mean, I remember in 2012 where I was so sick and I lived in my pink robe and sweatpants. And I mean, if I was going out, I tried, you know, maybe I put together a matching little jumpsuit where, you know, those zipper jackets yes. with the...
You lived in those for a little while,
I did.
But it looked better than the bathroom.
But at least they looked right. put together because right. they matched. It's like a comfy outfit.
Plus you had the hoop earrings. I mean, that's
yeah, anytime
always...
you have hoop earrings in...
and your sweatsuit.
You're trying.
You're yeah. trying.
Anytime you have earrings in, you're trying. And so I think really being able to dress how you want to feel. I remember when I was in that season, I weighed like 92 pounds. And I remember going to Old Navy and picking out... just this really bright yellow blouse. And I felt horrible about life. I felt horrible about everything. But I wanted to at least try to make an effort. Mm. Mm-hmm. And it really did. I mm-hmm. mean, I think it's probably the only other picture of me during that season yep. where I actually took a selfie and took a picture of me in an outfit because I was feeling better that day.
Oh, awesome.
But what you wear really does make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to look good, if you want to feel good, mm-hmm. just... get out of those sweatpants.
Yeah. Right.
Do your hair. Brush it. Take a shower.
Brush your hair. People.
You know?
Take
Come on.
A shower.
It's really funny, though, because it also solves that problem of, I don't know what to wear today, which can literally suck all the time out
it
of your
does.
Morning and make your whole morning suck. Because usually then you keep trying things on and nothing is fitting right and you're watching the time go down and you're like, I have to figure out something right now. And I never feel on top of my game if I don't have the outfit put together, my hair is mm-hmm. at least kind of done, I need some makeup on to make me feel like normal and all the things because I love makeup. But when I don't have that, Mandy and I can always tell when we're not having, when our mornings are sucking.
Yes.
When we're doing all the things wrong to make our mornings suck. Because we come in with hats. We come in with four-day unwashed hair. We've got our hoops on today. I do have hoops, but that was an actual decision. But we're trying to avoid
the
fact.
We have the biggest earrings on we can find.
We're trying
that
to avoid.
Like you both mentioned hoops. Is that like a...
Yes, because they're usually the biggest earrings that you uh-huh. have.
And it distracts.
That, okay,
that's
what I was going to say.
From all of the other...
It means that you can go anywhere without wearing any makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And at least if your hair is combed or you have a hat on.
To Target today and I see a woman with hoops on.
Yes.
I'm going to know
she... No, not hoops in general. Take a look at the whole package.
Right. Okay. But if she's got her hair back in, like, she's got a ponytail probably, if she's got a scrunchie, if she's got
a
hat on, if she's got yoga pants, that means her morning, she probably did all these things to make her morning suck.
Yes, but she put the hoops on because she cares.
Okay.
Right. That's, yep, it's a thing.
That, wow.
It really is a thing.
Today was a conscious decision. I was on TV, so I always like to wear bigger jewelry like that. But you
the
can...
bigger the jewelry, the bigger the earrings. If the rest of the package is like
falling apart,
yeah, the bigger the earrings, you know that's an effort. So
yes.
give that woman a compliment because she needs it.
Compliment her earrings.
Yes,
but that is, I mean, it's so
true.
They're all little things, like mm-hmm. all the things that we've really talked about today. Wow, I just went all Canadian for a second there.
They are.
They're all little things. But mm-hmm. that's really the little things that'll make or break your morning. Whether they're going to suck or they're going to be good. And for me, half the year I'm on my own with three kids. I have to figure out
right.
how
mm-hmm.
to not make my morning suck most of the time. Because if my morning sucks, guess who else's morning sucks?
There's,
all three of my
yep.
kids. And
the people you work with.
Right. Yeah. And I have dropped my kids off before after a horrible, horrible morning of mom just screaming and like nothing is going right. And they're like practically crying as I'm dropping them off at school. And I'm just like, it's only happened twice that I remember. But you always remember them. Because you don't want to send your little people off into the world with like... the shoe of a mother just screaming and
right.
yelling because literally she just woke up 10 minutes ago. So
what
yeah.
are, Mandy, if you could give us maybe some final tips that we would like to give our listeners today before we let them go.
Well, I think a lot of the final tips that we're going to share are really just rounding out mm-hmm. everything we've mm-hmm. talked about today. And Rachel talked about planning your outfit the night before. I would actually take that a step further as a final tip. I actually started this many years ago. Some weeks I don't do it that well. But my final tip would be organized for the entire week by picking out your outfits on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
The whole outfit, not just like, a top and the pants, but pick out the jewelry, pick out the shoes, everything.
Anything and, you need underneath it.
Yep, all the and put them in order of what day you want to wear them. That doesn't mean you have to stick to that plan 100%. There are weeks where I will do that, and I get to Tuesday, and the outfit I had that day, I'm just not feeling it. But I have three other outfits still put together that I can choose from. And they actually have had a lot of articles going around on Facebook lately about how, like, top-producing CEOs and these really creative people, they wear the same thing every day.
Oh, wow.
Because you spend and waste creative energy on your outfits. Well, when you really have fun with fashion,
right,
it's kind of hard to do that. So put aside this time once a week on Sunday night or where whatever day your week starts, the night before, and just get it done. It may take an hour, but that is so many more moments spared every morning that week.
How much time you can just save. Rachel, how about you?
Okay, so for my final tip, it kind of goes all the way back to the first thing that we talked about, which was bedtimes, whether or not you're an adult or a child. Okay, so if you are in a home where you have children in the home, I say this over and over again, pick a bedtime and make it early. Your kids literally need 10 to 12 hours. Like, I have a 3-year-old all the way up to a 9-year-old, and they almost all go to bed around the same time. I don't know when my 9-year-old's going to figure out that she has the same bedtime as her 3-year-old little sister, but my kids all need a lot of sleep. And so it's early so that I have enough time for my alone time. So my kids are all in bed by 8:30. I don't care if you're sleeping. I don't care if you stare at the wall for the next 2 hours until you fall asleep. You will not leave that room unless you're on fire or something has happened. So that's, I think, when we need that alone time, we need that, you know, time to just decompress a little bit. Set yourself up for success and give your kids a bedtime so that you do have a few hours. I mean, my kids are in bed at 8:30. I have quite a few hours before 11 o'clock to accomplish some things and then finally get to bed at a good time. So that would be my tip. If they don't already, give those kids a bedtime and stick them in that room.
And what would be just one final thing, I think, Mandy, to really just round it out today?
All of this comes down to figure out a routine that works for you and stick with it. That's really the defining thought of episode 6.
It really is, and I like that. I think I'm going to try that this week. And then next week, maybe we'll talk about it a little bit, is going to sleep without my phone. I think that's going to be the hardest one.
I should document that.
I'm going to put mine in another room, too. Like we were saying, I do it in the morning. I've stopped doing it at night, but I've just replaced it with a bad habit in the morning. Still wasting time.
We could really make this pact here right now on, you know, this public platform.
No, it's a good idea.
That all three of us are going to start practicing this. And for the next 2 weeks, we're going to document when it works
well. So we're not just saying it.
Yeah.
We want our listeners to know we're doing it.
Episode 8 could be that.
It could. It definitely
recap
could.
Recap of
how is it going?
Courageously
it's
unplugging.
So good. We just really want to thank you for listening to us today. And if you enjoyed this episode, we would just really appreciate it if you would go ahead and rate it on iTunes. If you're listening to it on iTunes, maybe you're listening to it on Facebook, and you can just give us a shout on Facebook to see how much you liked it today. And we just really appreciate you giving us the time and listening to us. So until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.